Oh, hello, nerds. Sorry, I had to grab the notes off the floor. So, this, as evidenced by this intro, sorry, I'm a little out of breath. I just ran down and then back up the stairs because my dog was barking at the neighbors. Anyway, this is going to be an atypical episode. This is not going to be a news episode per se, though there is a brief moment of that towards the end. That is to happen when we get there. Anyway, so this is going to be a Nerdy Recommends video. So for those that are new to the channel or the show, then you will know I've done these once or twice before. This is kind of what I do when I have to take a little bit of a break without fully taking a break. So we're just going to go over certain things that have come out within the last little while that I definitely recommend or definitely do recommend to stay away from, in the pop culture, things that we've talked about on the news show, things that have just come out that maybe I didn't talk about because they weren't 100% newsworthy, but I am enjoying all of the above. That is what this is going to be. These happen again. I got to take a little bit of time off, spend time with the family or do some maintenance, for the show or the site or the YouTube or whatever. And this week has actually been kind of all of the above. So without any further ado, let's get into recommendations. Recommendations for the music set. And also, we're not going to do shout outs. I will do a separate video probably a couple of days from now with all of the new shout outs because long story. Either way, we're going to do shout outs by themselves here later in the week. But we're going to start things in music, in the music section. This is actually the most recommendations I have because most of my audience is in audio, so it kind of makes sense. Also, I listen to a boatload of music constantly. So that's where we're going. That's why we're here for the longest time on this episode. Music, first off, we have Lord of the Lost put out a new record. It is called Judas. It is out on Napalm Records. It is totally worth a listen. I've seen all of the reviews saying it's a slow goth slog, and that's kind of why I love Lord of the Lost. So if you are looking for something a little slower but still pretty heavy and dark, then that is the place to go. Next is the new Light the Torch record, Howard Jones, anything that man puts his name on, I am signed up for. It also is on, is out now. The name of the record is You Will Be the Death of Me. It is on Nuclear Blast Records. And again, heaviness. If you love Howard Jones, then honestly, you already know about Light the Torch. But if you're looking for something new, then check it out because it is definitely worth a listen. If you didn't know that Howard Jones was doing music now that he's not in Killswitch Engage, then by all means, start here. Next, we're talking about, this is one we talked about on the channel when it released, but Mr. Bungle's quote-unquote new record. I say quote-unquote because it was the re-recording of their first demo. Anyway, it's called The Night They Came Home. It is out on Ipecac Records, as it, you know, because it's got something to do with Mike Patton. Of course it's on Ipecac. Awesome. Moving on, our next recommendation is a not quite as heavy or aggressive or hard to listen to. I don't know, I guess Lord of the Lost is super easy to listen to, and if you have darker sensibilities, then it's damn near pop. But The Bronx is a little more on the rock and roll side. Still pretty aggressive, still definitely a hardcore slash metal slash maybe southern kind of band. I don't know, The Bronx is hard to corner on the subgenre that they fall into, but either way, they do it, and they do it well. The name of their new record is Six. It is out right now on Cooking Vinyl Records, and I really dig The Bronx, as we have established in previous episodes. Next one is, again, moving a little bit lighter in a way. We're talking about the new Spirit Box record. It's called Eternal Blue. Spirit Box is a new band. This is their debut album, and I described it the other day to somebody as if Evanescence was actually a heavy metal band and not just a goth pop band. There's like legit heavy pieces. There's legit scream vocals from their female vocalist, and she has a wicked voice. So this record is definitely one to check out. And then going back on the crazy side of the music train, we have a new piece from Danny Elfman and Trent Reznor. The name of this track is True. It comes from Danny Elfman's current record called Big Mess. It is awesome. if you are just a fan of music and you are not opposed to something a little more abrasive, then these two musical geniuses together on one track should be screaming your name. That is all of the musical recommendations that I am recommending right now. So we're going to breeze through the rest of this recommends episode. Next up, we are talking about gaming recommendations. This one we've talked about on the channel a number of times because it hasn't been working for me, and it finally is working. Thank the gods, because I honestly stayed up until 4 o'clock in the morning the other night playing it. Splitgate is now much more functional. There are still times where you do not connect to the servers, but they are rapidly fixing those, and it is so much fun. So for anybody who has a chance to download this game, it is on current and next generation consoles. By all means, do it, because it is so much. It is Halo if you added Portal to the gameplay. It's just, the physics are a little bit different. Honestly, that's a little bit of an over-exaggeration. The physics are a little bit different, and the weapons feel a little bit different. But honestly, there are so many similarities. You have the similar gravity, you have the overshield, you have respawn, so on and so forth. 4-on-4, there's a SWAT-like mode. Oh my god, so much fun. Cannot recommend Splitgate enough. Sorry, I keep clipping the microphone. That's all we have in that one. Let's talk comic books real quick. And this one's going to be a little bit different of a section, because this is more of a recommendation of authors rather than books necessarily. I mean, My Hero Academia right now is definitely a great one to go check out. Shokugeki no Soma, there's only two of those books, and they're definitely not new, but always a great read. But as far as like Western comics go, there's not a whole lot awesome in the big two these days. Batman's always a solid checkout, but here are some authors for you to look up. They are all currently doing things, but none of them, I don't believe, maybe Lee Meyer. Anyway, none of them are doing anything for the big two currently, as far as I can, as far as I know. I mean, Tynion just finished something for DC. Anyway, let's get into it. James Tynion IV, look for his name. He is a solid Batman writer. He is one of the big creators that is leading the push to creator-owned content in the world of comic books. So definitely support James Tynion IV. Also, Robert Kirkman, the guy who gave us that amazing Invincible animated series on Amazon Prime. Go look for the comic book that comes from, and then everything else that Kirkman has put out on his own is fantastic. And then again, Jeff Lemire, who I mentioned previously, is just a name that you should know for comic books, because again, one of the greatest writers in the business right now. So that is what we have for comic books and books. We're going to talk very quickly about TV streaming, and we're going to introduce something else new in this section, and that is avoid these things that I have right now. So I only have one on this list, and that one thing to avoid for TV streaming is the American Horror Stories anthology series that just wrapped up. Oh my lord, there was nothing in that was spectacular. There was one episode that was maybe kind of good, and that was the one where we're in the forest, and oh man, it was the second to last episode, so that kind of gives you an idea about the quality of the rest of the season. But if you have not watched it, I'm telling you right now, don't waste your time. Then we're going to be talking about something you should be checking out, assuming you like your comedy dark and borderline drama. There is a show on HBO Max, I believe it's also on HBO, called White Lotus. I just finished the first season of that. It just got done airing. It is quite good. It is very well shot, very well written. Definitely pokes and prods in all the right places. The ending was a little sticky for reasons that other people have gone into much more eloquently than I have time to. But yeah, definitely worth a check out if you are into that kind of series. And then we're going to move sections one more time to movies. In the movies section, we have Reminiscence is finally out, also on HBO Max. It was surprisingly good. Hugh Jackman is a hell of an actor. And Thandie Newton, sorry, Thandi Newton is also fantastic in this movie. It is definitely not what you think it is based on the trailers that they gave us. Trailers kind of make it seem like something it really isn't. This is a science fiction noir where you're trying to figure out the identity of this person. It's not his wife like it kind of makes you think she is in the trailers. Next, on recommendations for movies, we have two new Mortal Kombat movies that have come out recently. I can't not talk about them for a recommendation episode. I'm not going to recommend the live action movie. There's a whole slew of reasons. If you're curious as to what those reasons might be, then definitely go check out my write-up on it over on the website, generallynerdy.net. But yeah, not the live action. I am, though, going to recommend the animated movie, Scorpion's Revenge. Fan-freaking-tastic. Take some liberties, yes, I will admit, but still pretty dang close to the lore that was established in the games, and sets up very good for the Battle of the Realms. I almost said Defender of the Realms again, because that's the animated series that's very mediocre. Anyway, the animated movie is definitely the way to go for that. And then we have more Avoid! For the movie section, the Avoid for this section, oh buddy, is a giant Avoid. Like, the American Horror Stories thing was, yeah, I mean, if you like American Horror Stories, you probably like a little bit more than I like American Horror Stories, but yeah, not as much as some. Anyway, this is not that. This is a new movie on Amazon Prime, I'm pretty sure, called Annette. Do not watch this movie. I am a musical nerd. I was honestly borderline going to go to college for musical theater, so I love me some musical theater. I also am a big appreciator of Marianne Cotillard. I think she is a fantastic actor and kind of beautiful. She's one of the most beautiful women in the world. And also, I really like Adam Driver. He's not the greatest actor ever, but he's definitely better than I think some people give him credit for. None of that works in the favor of this movie. This movie is hot garbage. There is one song that I almost liked, and it also takes place at the very end of the movie. So you're sitting through 2 hours of, oh Lord, what am I watching, to get to something that maybe is kind of good. It's definitely a pass. Do not waste your time with that. That's all we have for movies. And now we're talking rumors. Like I said, this is the last piece of for the episode, and it is actual kinda sorta news. And it also has to do with Mortal Kombat. Because I'm a nerd. So Mortal Kombat 12 is the next rumored game coming from NetherRealm Studios. I have actually heard this from a multitude of sources, and I didn't really get an explanation for why until this morning as I was finishing this list. The explanation for why kind of makes sense, but not really. The explanation that is the rumor says that, well, with all of this chaos in the Warner Brothers camp and all of this uncertainty of what's going to be happening next, they're not going to do an Injustice game because they might not have the rights in 6 months to do an Injustice game. They might not have the rights to those characters anymore. So, to play it safe, they're just gonna skip over Injustice 3 and go into Mortal Kombat 12. Where the likelihood that this is going to be the future of NetherRealm Studios in the immediate future, it's slim and none, and Slim just left the building, because we have been told multiple times, directly from Warner Brothers, directly from Discovery Warner, whatever that merger thing is, that NetherRealm Studios will be just fine. We've been told, I believe even from Ed Boon has said something along those lines as well. So, I don't think this, it's very possible that they are going directly into Mortal Kombat 12, but I don't think that's the reasoning for it. So likelihood that they're going into Mortal Kombat 12 and skipping over Injustice 3, I'll put that at about 40%. I don't necessarily believe it, but there is reason enough there. And the rumor based on rumor, or the further explanation, I guess, that would be the reason, we're saying is 20%, because no, that just, no, not bloody likely. So yeah, that is what we have for today's Nerdy Recommends episode, nerds. Thank you very much for joining me. We will be back to your regularly scheduled news program come next week. Again, Wednesdays and Saturdays are the days that we post the news. So join me, won't you, on your selected platform of choice. Big Show Entertainment Network, Nerdy Legion Podcast Network, on my personal channel, Generally Nerdy. GenerallyNerdy.net. Be sure to follow me on the social medias because I have been staying active with those, even though I am taking a break from filming and editing. That is still happening. So follow me, won't you? Look for the Nerdy Ninja, and you will find me shortly behind. Thank you very much, nerds. Before we head out of here, always remember that if it's generally nerdy, it's probably here.